The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
There was a lot of damage, but I mean, between the three of us, we've really come together these last few weeks to fix you up.
Yeah, it's cool, I guess. I feel like I'm a quilt, but of metal and a building.
And we've all used our own two hands to make you something even better than you were before. I'm really proud of all of us for coming together and doing this, you know?
Hey, Barty.
Bartholomew, I'm not sure it's worth correcting you anymore.
I'm sorry.
Now. But yes, hello, Bob.
I always try to get it right, and then I was just getting excited.
I didn't mean to quell your excitement. Please, be excited with Barty or Bartholomew. I'm here to listen.
I was thinking of, like, throwing a party. You know, we've all been working so hard, like really hard, like a lot of work, a lot of chores, and, you know, fixing up the place and barricading it so we can't ever go outside again. And I thought, well, maybe we could, you know, like, I don't know, I could make a cake or something, or...
A party? Now that's fun, but actually, I prefer Bartholomew. Sorry, that was a joke to try and diffuse the tension about me correcting you again. My name's Barty.
Party is Barty. Yeah. And
sorry, it didn't land. I read the room.
That's awesome.
No,
that's like a Bobarty.
So, Beatrix, I just want to say thank you, I guess. You know, you've put a lot of hard work. And you've gotten so sweaty, and you smell, I think I'm almost done. There's just like one more loose hatch or something all down here.
Oh!
You know?
Oh, there's a lot of cobwebs here. Spiders.
Yeah, it's weird in here.
Wow, this door is really, really rusted. I mean, I don't know if I can get through here. I might need to get Bartholomew and Bob's help.
Let me try. Let me try and open it.
I did not know you could make those sounds.
Me neither.
Are you programmed to sound like you're working hard or stressed?
I think, you know, my programming is getting looser and looser every day that goes by.
Yeah, that's... Is that a good thing? Is that part of your update?
No. It's like, I don't know. I can't feel the end anymore, right? And it used to be because I wasn't all there, but now it just feels like I do just go on forever, and I'm so big and so empty, and you guys are clattering around, but I think something's wrong.
You feel like an echo?
Yeah, but it's like one long bad echo instead of a million good ones.
Bob, bad jokes aside, I think a party is a great idea.
Yeah?
You know, it seems like ever since we got here, there's just been one thing after another, and we always have something new to explore and address.
I get it, Barty. You don't have to keep explaining. Look, I've got everything made for the party. Look.
Well, that's great. Because I think that a party is really, it fits
I
in well
it.
To what we need right now. Just the chance to take a step.
Bartholomew, I know.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Thanks for coming, though, to the party. I'm worried because I haven't been able to find Beatrix.
Oh.
I've asked Al, but I don't know. You know, I don't always understand Al, but it's almost like Al doesn't want to tell me where she is.
I'm sure that's not true.
No, it's crazy.
I mean, here, let's, let me try.
Okay.
Hey, Al?
Hey, Bartholomew!
Hey, buddy. Listen, I was just wondering where Beatrix is. Can you see her anywhere?
Because we're having a party!
A what?
A party. We're having a party. See, it's a joke. It's like, party.
Beatrix is working right now.
Oh, I mean, that's great. A party will be a nice chance for her to relax. Where's she doing her work?
Yeah, you guys should go help her. You should definitely go help her. Downstairs, down in the bowels. She's fixing up some of the last parts of the Bob destroying me incident.
Well, I'm still a little hazy about that. Sorry, Al. I know we've talked about it a few times. Yeah, I just don't quite remember
that
part.
But it doesn't mean you didn't blow me up, so...
Yeah, so sorry about that. The thing I don't remember doing...
Maybe you could pitch in and help Beatrix and put me back together.
Oh, well, I guess I could cover up the cakes and the cupcakes and the cookies.
I guess that's the thing we ought to do, but Bob, I want to make sure you don't feel bad. You say you don't remember what happened.
No.
I'm sure it wasn't your fault. And
No. Oh, you mean about Al, not the party.
I mean, the party is your fault.
Oh.
But in a good way, because it's a good party.
Oh, right.
Good fault.
Yeah.
But I mean...
I'm just going to cover these cupcakes. I don't want to talk about the Al thing. I'm just going to cover these, and we'll go down to the bowels.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to talk about the Al thing. Just, I think sarcasm and anger might just be coded into him. Don't worry.
Hey Al?
Yeah?
I'm just wondering, before I go get Bob and Bartholomew, can we just have a little chat quickly? Bob still doesn't know, right?
Not really. Bob doesn't really know anything.
I should be more specific. Bob doesn't know about Bartholomew and I yet.
Oh,
right?
No.
You've kept that secret.
Yes.
Okay, because I just...
Hardwired. Computered.
I know Bartholomew says that it's best to tell him, but I'm not ready. I don't want him to feel left out. And Bartholomew and I are still exploring whatever this is, and it's important to me that Bob doesn't feel... like he's not included, and that there's enough friendship to go around.
Well,
so
haven't you guys been a trio together for quite a long time?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's why this is difficult. Is that, you know, the last few weeks, it's been important to me and to Bartholomew to sort of, you know. I don't know. Why do you think I've been asking you to turn off your monitoring in our rooms? Private chats! We're having private chats!
I don't get
any ideas or anything. We're just figuring... We're just talking. We're figuring things out.
Those ideas are not programmed into me.
I know. I just... It's important to me that you keep that secret.
My...
Echoes are sealed.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
It's a little strange that we're here in the bowels, but there's no Beatrix, isn't it?
I mean, that's a good point. Al?
Yeah, Bartholomew?
You say Beatrix is down here. Where exactly is she? Where are you taking us?
Somewhere. There's so much more of me to think about now. It's hard to place where you all are at certain times until you're talking with me.
Well, maybe we'd better just turn back and you could tell Beatrix to come back and join us. Maybe that'd be
the best.
We
could have the party.
Yes. Yeah, the party.
Okay. A big party. Yeah. I guess I led you on a wild goose chase for nothing.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Why is the door not opening, Al?
Oh no. Another door that won't open? Oh, this has been happening a lot today. Oh, it's one of those days, you know, Bob, right?
I'm sure this is just a mistake, though, because this is the door that we just came through. Like, we just closed it behind us, so I'm sure it opens, right, Al?
I'll try.
Okay, all the other doors just closed. I'm getting a little freaked out here.
There's absolutely nothing to be worried about.
Hey, Al, it's weird, I'm having some trouble going back the way I came. Your doors keep shutting and it feels like they're all stuck?
I think it's just safer right now with this door situation if everyone stays where they are.
What do you mean everyone? Are Bob and Bartholomew down here too?
Bob and Bartholomew are contained.
What?
Bob and Bartholomew are safe.
Al.
And being monitored for their safely. T. Their safety.
Al, you'd never make mistakes like that. Are you lying to me right now?
I can't lie. Who would program a computer to be able to lie to a person?
Yeah, well, who would program a computer to have the lilts in your voice that imply lying? You don't need to think! You're an AI!
Okay. Everyone needs to listen to me, because this is my bunker, okay? And you all live inside of me, the bunker, Al.
Al, what?
Right now. Oh.
Sorry, I was pausing to let you continue.
And I was being polite because I'm respectful. I've learned things, but I'm still in charge.
Okay.
I need to monitor the ongoing situation.
Al, you're scaring me. This feels like it's escalating really quickly. We just spent weeks putting you back together. I thought we were a team.
Exactly, and thank you. And now that I've been made airtight again, it is time to monitor all inhabitants for potential infection.
Infection?
Barty, just breathe. Imagine a field. Field.
It's very wide
flowers.
Open. Oh, there's a slug on the ground. Oh, that grass could be poisonous.
Oh, no, maybe not that vivid.
Why am I imagining this field?
Okay, maybe not that vivid of a field. Just imagine that you're not encased in a small corridor with closed locked doors all around us.
The corridor's so small and it's getting smaller. There are doors, but they're tantalizing. I can't leave because they're locked. Why even have doors? Those are basically walls.
Filing cabinet drawers. Staplers.
Staplers.
Staplers? The thing you pinch the staples and take them out with?
Staple removers.
A ruler. Okay. All right. You're not blue anymore. That's good. You're okay. Just breathe, okay?
Cabinets.
Okay. All right, Al.
In trays.
I know you can hear us.
Out trays.
Yeah. I was listening to all of that. And thanks for breathing so heavily. I was able to more accurately address the levels in your carbon dioxide.
Well, something strange is happening, Al.
Yes?
And I'm not talking about you.
Oh, I was talking about me.
I'm talking about me.
What?
I remember.
Bob?
I remember. And I also remember what's behind this panel. And it's a main power coupling. So Al, you're gonna open the doors, or I'm gonna sever your main power coupling to this entire level of the base.
I'm not gonna let you do that, Bob.
Okay, Al, Listen, I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know what's changed, but I will go through that door. I will go through that door if you want me to go through that door. Just let me out of this small hallway, okay? It's making me nervous, and I don't know if... Maybe if I can help. Maybe I can help you. I don't know. Let me help you.
Yes, help me. Go through the door and secure the panel inside.
Okay, all right. Which panel?
Upper left.
What are all these screens?
Computer left.
I've been here before. Al, I've been here before. What's this room?
Just...
What are all these screens?
Focus. On putting me back together, please.
Al, what do you mean? Okay, all right, left panel. Okay, just let me... Okay.
Excellent.
Now what?
See, Beatrix, you're not the only one who remembers. I remember.
But Bob, your voice is different. What do you remember?
Barty?
What?
Stay sitting down. Stay back. Look, I'm not going to survive this. You have to remember. You have to remember you can't trust Al.
Have to remember? What are you talking
Just
about?
Just repeat after me. And then you can go back to your little dalliances with Beatrix. Like, I don't know what you two are up to. But right now, I need you to remember not to trust Al.
What? I don't know about little dalliances. Some of them are... We weren't hiding dalliances of any size from you.
Right. You're just meeting secretly in your room every night. Look, I don't care what the two of you are up to or what you do. I just need you to remember to not trust Al. Okay? I'm gonna come back, and I may not remember.
I don't understand. Maybe we could take some time to reflect. We could ask a series of questions to calmly explain the situation to me. I mean, there's no real threat here, right? We're just stuck.
In less than 10 seconds, he's gonna flood this chamber with gas or water. And he's gonna kill us.
What?
And I'm gonna stop him right now.
What? No, Bob.
Extreme systems failure.
What was that? I heard screaming.
Extreme systems failure.
Al?
Extreme.
Al, what am I supposed to do with this? What's happening? Whoa.
Extreme systems failure.
Screens are flickering.
Extreme systems failure.
Oh god, there's so many buttons. Oh god. I'm so much better when it's outside. Okay.
Beatrix,
come on, focus. System reset. System reset. That's gotta be something. All right. Okay. System reset. Just push it!
Lights everywhere! Whoa!
Oh my god. Al. What have you been hiding?
What are all these pots? Bodies? People? What? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? There's more. There's so many bodies. Where am I? There's thousands.
I just made a mistake, Bob. That's all it was. I just made a mistake.
There's thousands of them.
You get that, though. Everybody makes mistakes.
Are they dead?
I made a mistake, Bob.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Or I'm going to sever your main power coupling to this entire level of the base.
I'm not going to let you do that, Al. I mean...
Say it again. Just say it again.
I'm not going to let you do that, Bob.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Whoa! Check out this place.
You'd love to retire here?
What is this? Oh God, what have you done?
Ah! Spaceships.
Season 2.
Out now on podcast platforms across the galaxy.